Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
95.9 Texas Country, America Reigns. He's Bob Cole and Barbecue Bob on the Prime Bank of Texas Celebrity Hotline. Guess who we have?
We are, and he is, in fact, Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Swartner Farm and Ranch, Prime Bank of Texas, and the good folks at Precision Camera. Well, Jimmy, Eric, and I stayed up pretty much through the night watching the hurricane coverage. I bet you did, too.
No, I stayed up a little bit, but I knew pretty much where it was going to go. And I mean, really, all the bad stuff happened in the afternoon. There was a tornado outbreak reminiscent of something you would see in Kansas. They had 125 tornado warnings, 30 confirmed tornadoes. 4 people are dead at this count. And that all happened on the East Coast, and the hurricane was coming in on the West Coast. So it was really something that, I mean, I guess everybody's warned about everything that goes on, but that was unusual. They've had tornadoes break up, but usually they're spin-ups nothing bad. These were big, bad, ugly wedge tornadoes and other things. That one of them hit an old people's retirement area there, and that's where a lot of the fatalities were in St. Lucie, near Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, and they were apparently modular or trailer houses, basically.
Yeah, yeah, right. And so that's bad, too. But I just don't think anybody was really that concerned in Palm Beach and some of these other places over there. But
no,
they got walloped pretty quickly. Now, there's a whole lot of people without power, 3.3 million at this point. Pinellas and Hillsborough have the most, but it's really spread around the state. There was a lot of water, as you saw last night. I don't think it exceeded what Helene did because it hit down around Sarasota. But I think what we haven't seen yet, and I haven't seen a helicopter up yet, and I don't know why, we ought to be seeing some live pictures from those barrier islands that are out there off the coast of Fort Myers and some of those other places. They may have been really damaged, but it's too early to say about that. 17 inches of rain in St. Pete, 14 inches of rain in Clearwater. So it was very much a rain event, and there's a lot of water damage. The wind on top of the Skyway was 103 at the biggest gust, St. Pete 96. So power obviously was going out from the water and going out from the wind.
Jimmy, now do you remember Tuesday when you started covering why this is going to be a big hurricane and everything? And I said, here's what bothers me. They're going to not quarantine or sequester, but shelter. And it turns out not very many residents, but thousands of emergency workers, like the power linemen and all that. In that, as I remember saying, godforsaken stadium, there's no way that's going
to. Yeah.
The roof got ripped off.
Ripped off, and luckily it was a fabric kind of roof, and so it didn't really, you know, do anything really horrible. They had a crane fall. That was bad, but luckily it went into a condo complex, but I don't think it killed anybody. But they were worried, those big old cranes, you know, that are down.
Yeah, why did they dismantle that over in St. Pete? Well, I mean, we got a hurricane coming.
It's too hard, you know. They're
had a lot of warning,
they're built to be like a weather vane.
Oh.
you know, where they go with whatever the wind's going.
Okay.
But I don't know, something didn't happen right with that particular one. Taylor Swift gave $5 million to Hurricane Helene Milton Relief Fund through the Feeding America, which is a really good charity. The people that own the Biltmore, the beautiful Biltmore, you know, estate, they gave $2 million. Yesterday, Morgan Wallen was out giving, you know, food with the Second Harvest Food Bank, so he was out doing stuff out there. This morning, the tickets go on sale for Concert for Carolina. That's going to be Bank America Stadium, October 26th. Tickets go on sale at 9 this morning. Sheryl Crow, Keith Urban, Bailey Zimmerman added to Luke Combs, Eric Church, Billy Strings, and James Taylor. So there'll be more of that kind of thing, but that's one of the biggest things that's going on with that. So you'll hear a lot of stuff the rest of the day, you know, everything from Tropicana Field. Are they going to finally condemn that stadium? Or are they just going to put the roof back on it and wait and see?
Well,
I don't know.
You know, they've gotten approval and everything to build a new stadium, which is right next door. And I think they officially broke ground on it, but there's nothing's really built yet. So that might expedite getting that thing up.
Yeah, they might. Multiple passengers stuck on some cruise ships that can't go into several of the ports there, Port Everglades and others, because those ports were closed by the Coast Guard. So they parked the ship down around near Cuba. But before that happened, they had to get people off of it, evacuated due to medical emergencies. One was taken out by basket. Another was taken out by rescue boat, people with different medical emergencies. They showed some video of people on those cruise ships, you know, bouncing around. And it was it made me kind of seasick just watching that story.
That's a hard pass, Jimmy.
That's a hard pass. I take those patches. I put those patches the times I've been on there, and I fared well. But I've been with people that have turned green in 13-foot seas, and I don't know what those were yesterday, but it looked pretty rock and rolly, that's for sure.
Out in the water, they were showing there's a new drone. That, it's not new.
Sail drone.
Sail drone, 27-foot wide. It's a drone, but it's not in the air. It's a small sailboat
that floats.
It can go underwater, pop right back up, and make some really good pictures.
It does good stuff. We got a lot of that kind of stuff roaming around out there now.
Yeah.
A lot of drones. A Turkish Airlines flight made an emergency landing at JFK. Pilot was dead. There was another pilot on board, and there was one anyway, so they brought it down. Airbus flight TK-204 from Seattle. Didn't say how the pilot died. It's just he was dead, and they had to land the plane. So 33,000 machinists are still on strike at Boeing. Staying with the airplane theme for a second, the company just walked off the thing. So,
well, just because of that,
good.
I read yesterday all of Boeing's operations are shut down. It's ground to a stop.
And then no one, I don't hear people screaming about that in Washington. They need to.
You know, I thought about that. Well, it's because it's not interrupting their flights. It's going to interrupt deliveries of new planes.
Well, you know, they make other things besides planes.
Oh, yeah, space.
They make all kinds of military stuff.
Our defense, yeah. That's a good point.
So it's not something that needs to keep going. In Air India, passengers talking about how nasty the first-class cabin has been, and there, a whole bunch of other people have chimed in. One person has suffered from food poisoning, showed a dead cockroach in their omelet.
Yeah, it smells like curry.
Rafael Nadal. That's one of the greatest tennis players of our time. Won 22 Grand Slams. Says he's going to hang it up after the Davis Cup coming up. I tell you, I know Eric loves this group, and he's talked about them a lot, but I don't think anybody outside of your area knows a lot about the group Cross Canadian Ragweed. But it's making national news today. These folks, we're doing a reunion concert at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater at the Boone Pickens Stadium, who's not allowed any concerts to be had at that stadium. But they were going to have one for this group. 120,000 people signed up to buy tickets. So they knew they were going to have to sell more than one stadium, so they added a second night. And still people trying to buy tickets. So they added a third and fourth night, and I think they sold out of most everything. And I'm supposed to warn people that SeatGeek is supposedly the only place that's approved that you can buy reselling tickets. So that's amazing.
Four big deal.
Stadiums,
yeah,
Yeah, 2010, Jimmy, Cross Canadian Ragweed broke up, so they hadn't been together in forever. And we call it Texas music down here, but there's another theme for it. It's Texas Red Dirt. And that Red Dirt is the Oklahoma Boys and the Oklahoma, the Boys from Oklahoma, because they're calling it that. Their big hit, or their big one of their big songs was Boys from Oklahoma Roll Their Joints All Wrong.
Ain't Too Skinny, Ain't Too Long.
Yeah. So they broke up 2010. Cody Canada, the front man, has been out with the Departed in his solo career. But all these years later, this scene has wanted to put that band back together. And Cody forever, you know, they had some lawsuits and weren't, you know, just different ways for whatever reason. Got older, had some family together, and it was sort of like the Eagles, hell freezes over, we'll never do it. Cody swore, in fact, he wouldn't even play Cross Canadian Ragweed songs on stage forever. And finally, they started hinting around, and it just was a groundswell where people got all excited, got caught up. And when you see that Jason Boland and the Stragglers, Stoney LaRue, Mike McClure Band, or the Great Divide, and Turnpike Troubadours, they're all those bands are from Oklahoma. And all but one of them, they all lived in the same house when they started. So there's a lot of synergy there, and it just caught on. And as you pointed out, then everybody was like, I got to get tickets. I think it was like all of a sudden, oh, if we don't go to that, we're not cool. And I think there was part of that. And then the groundswell, the people that truly loved that band when they started, because we call it our Texas music scene down here. But to be perfectly honest, there was a big groundswell from Oklahoma that started this scene when it blew up again.
Four stadium shows, though, that is really extraordinary and getting a lot of attention in the music business. I went and listened to the song. I had to pull something for TV and pull the song Alabama. I never heard him say the word Alabama in there, but that's the name of the song. So it was pretty good. It reminded me of early Allman Brothers, maybe, or R.E.M. in the early days or something. I don't know. It was similar, and it was good. It was okay. It was good. I didn't think it was four stadium sellouts good, but wow, that's pretty impressive. Tim Walz, he has called for the end of the Electoral Congress, and then immediately the Harris campaign said there are no plans to abolish the Electoral College. So he may have stepped out of school a little bit on that one. The Garth Brooks story, boy, I thought it would kind of calm, you know, just kind of go away until there was some legal action or something. But there's a lot of yang-yang going on back and forth. Particularly, Garth filed a federal suit this week in Mississippi where she lived, and says he's being blackmailed, it's a shakedown, da-da-da-da-da. So that got her lawyer in Los Angeles all out there again, saying he is far from a victim of a shakedown. In fact, offered millions of dollars to keep this matter from becoming public. Didn't say why they didn't accept the millions of dollars there, but the legal fight is really just getting started, and it's already very nasty. And, you know, he is saying in his lawsuit this week that his reputation has been irreparably damaged, I guess, injured, his reputation, etc. So I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see how that all tunes in and tunes out. Google, government wants to break them up, wants to separate the search from the Android stuff and from the other things. And they think it may not happen, but they broke up AT&T once upon a time. And AT&T, no one thought they could break it up either. Google is not talking, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Google Justice Department recommending Google's core businesses separate Android, Chrome, and Google Play in the App Store. They want the App Store separated and all that. So don't know if that's going to happen. Elon Musk is going to bring out the Tesla RoboCab today in California. And we'll see. I guess that'll get some attention around there, won't it?
Yay. I don't know. We excited or nonplussed about?
Are we excited? I'm not excited. I'm excited a little bit. I want to see what this RoboCab, I wonder where it's, I mean, I wonder if it just operates. Like it would take me to Round Rock or something if I wanted to go, or is it just
I would try it. I definitely would try it. I mean, reminds me of Bruce Willis in Fifth Element. That's kind of the same thing. No one was really in those.
Cost, though? What would be the price on something like that, you think?
It would have to be it would have to be competitive with like Uber and Lyft.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I guess he's going to tell us some of that stuff.
And we turn the page to page two with Jimmy Carter.
Vice President Harris, her team has raised $1 billion.
Wow.
That's massive. $1 billion, and I'm seeing them spend it, too.
It is massive.
A lot of commercials.
It is massive.
There's a guy with a goatee and a beard that's doing a commercial, I know.
But, the thing is, they estimate that had it not been Joe Biden, I mean, he couldn't get any money.
Oh, right.
It would have been that. But to do it in such a short period of time is worth noting.
It's serious.
Yeah.
Disneyland, California hiking prices 6%. Disney World in Florida will be closed today. Melinda French Gates has launched a $250 million fund to do a better job addressing the barriers to women's health. You know, she's all about that. And she's into there. Solar storm could mean people seeing, I guess, the northern lights at some point today or tonight. President Joe Biden, he has talked for 30 minutes in a direct call with Netanyahu. Their first conversation in almost 2 months, and they're not saying what they talked about. Kathy Bates, the actress, well, there's a lot of talk because she looks so different on this show than we had seen her in the past. She said over the last 6 or 7 years, she's lost 100 pounds, that she lost 80 pounds, she says, on lifestyle and diet, and 20 pounds on Ozempic. That's what she says. So she said, I ate because I was afraid. I ate because I just, didn't care about my self-esteem. Diabetes runs in my family. My father went through it, so one of my sisters is dealing with it. Terrified me, so I changed. Yeah, I had a number that spiked up, and I cut out the sweet tea, and that was the main thing I cut out. And I quit eating like a pig, but I lost 10 pounds in the last several months, and that's good, and my glucose numbers went down, too.
How much sweet tea would you drink a day, though? Just like once at lunch?
At least two big glasses, and probably as much as three.
And if you did see the sugar that it really went into,
I'm sure.
Yeah, it would wake you up. Yeah.
It did. So it's gone. I don't do it. I do the Splenda and the unsweet tea now, and I don't drink coffee, so I got to have something in the morning, a little there, so I drink a half of a fountain Coke. Doctor, not too thrilled about that, but he said, if that's all you're doing, that's not bad. That's okay. And I am drinking more water, and I'm trying to drink more because water is boring to me, some Pellegrino or Perrier or something just to give it some something. Walmart is going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day. They've done this before, and they will do it again. Doesn't mean that someone's not going to try to open up against them, though. Target or whoever. So we'll wait and see what they're going to do about that. I don't know. This whole hurricane thing, I'm watching them, and I know the Weather Channel did a good job. But these guys and women that stand out there and just get beat up by the winds, I don't know about that. I guess that's what they do, but
I don't get it.
It doesn't seem like it sets a good example for anybody. I was seeing here while we got a couple of seconds that there's a lot of energy being used by people that run television stations. They are trying from the network, and the network's listening because they might do it, start doing local news is at 9 o'clock. Fox does that now. But, I mean, they were going to give up the 9 o'clock hour where some of your shows live, give it back to the local stations, and then reclaim the network at 10 o'clock, move all the late-night shows to 10 o'clock Central instead of 10:30. And that move is, they're talking about it. They hadn't done it
yet. I'm okay with that.
Hey, well, people go to bed earlier now. The 10 o'clock news is aren't getting the ratings they used to get. The people late nights getting no audience. I mean, they're getting, well, I think because the shows are crappy, too.
Yeah, it's also late.
In the Eastern time zone, 11:35, who's up that time of night that's got to work in the morning?
Bob, that's about it.
People live further out of town. Well, 11:35 is even a lot different than even 10:35, but the people are living more out of town because they can't afford to live in the cities where they work if they are commuting, so they're going to bed earlier and all that. So it makes some sense. Fox stations that are on at 9 o'clock do pretty good. They're very competitive with the shows that are on the regular networks then. So not going to happen yet, but they are seriously talking about it, trying to rearrange because – everybody is changing the way they watch television, you know, and it's they've got to do some kind of change. So that's one of the things they're thinking about.
Yeah, if it times out better with not leaving a dead space where they'll go back to streaming or start the streaming, it could work for they got to do something. Network.
They got to do something. Yeah, they got to do something to shake things up because it's, you know, it's getting bad, and so we'll see.
Very good. Jimmy, thank you. We will see you tomorrow for the Fun Friday check-in.
Yay! That's right. Yeah. Yay!
As everything is sort of unveiling with the light of day down around Florida. We'll talk to a man that I've known for years. He was in the path of the hurricane all night and early this morning. And, of course, it's been getting daylight there an hour before us. We're going to talk with him here in about 10 minutes at the most. Stick around. Hear what it might have been like to go through all that, especially if you've never been through one, right here with Eric and Bob. By the way, Jimmy Carter brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Prime Bank of Texas, Swartner Farm and Ranch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.